How serious is your window of time?
Pretty serious.
Jesus, you're wasting time. Okay. Let's get to it then.
Let's go.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I'm the dude.
What is it?
It's the one that said bad motherfucker.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
We're sending you back to the future.
Welcome, you human film reels, you, to another episode of our show. I am Nick Drake, one of the hosts.
And I'm Jordan.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Who are you?
Yeah, I'm Jordan. And this is awkward. Who are you? Well, this is Flick of the Week. And today, we're getting spooky. We're getting... creepy. We're talking about horror films.
Horror films.
Oh, horror films.
I thought it
was the X-rated kind.
I'm gonna have to change my whole script.
Throw out the script.
I thought Winter's Bone alive. Was something else. Sorry.
Oh dang. That's good. That was a good
we're
one.
Talking about movies, horror, because of Halloween.
Talking about my all-time favorite, It Swallows.
Whoa.
What?
Weepy Swallow.
I can't think of any. Halloweener? I don't know. Scream? That doesn't really have to change.
Yeah, Scream is just the normal.
Psycho in bed? I don't know. We're talking about horror movies, people. That's what we're talking about, horror movies. It's almost Halloween. Let's get down to brass tacks. Let's get down to ass tacks.
All right. Brass tacks.
So what do we... I had a little list of movies I was supposed to watch, and I must confess, it's not my wheelhouse. I like horror movies occasionally. I tend to lean more towards thrillers. I'm not really into the diehard horror genre.
Well, that's why I wanted to have this. I feel like it's a genre that has so many sub-genres inside it that no other genre has. Like, drama is pretty damn straightforward.
That's true.
Action, same thing. Mm-hmm. Comedy, if you're laughing, it's more likely that it's a comedy. Every once in a while it dips into other stuff, but horror is like, I kind of agree with you, like thrillers tend to captivate me more. I wasn't really into horror like a whole lot because, you know, for one, growing up, it's kind of scary, you know. I was like, why would anybody want to pay to be that way? But after a while, I started getting into it. Was like way later in life, like 20, 25, started watching the Friday the 13th and stuff like that. And I've seen a few B movies, but I'm not really into I've seen a lot of horror movies, but I wouldn't go out in public and really say that I'm a horror guy, because even though I like it, if you say that, then there's going to be like somebody like, well, have you seen Trolls 3? And I'll be like, well, no. And when, like, then you're not a horror guy. So there's so many like sequels and B movie things that have just skipped and eluded me. And I feel like horror has the most cult fan following movies as well. That's just my take on it. And a lot of them are things that people know, but then there's a lot that people don't know. Have you ever seen or heard of this movie called Sleepaway Camp? It's a big, like, cult one, for instance.
No.
Dude, it's weird. It's like this all goes to, like, a camp back when parents let their kids do things on their own. And when people started, like, dying, and then it's revealed like some backstory into this one girl that's there. At the end of the movie, it shows the girl naked with holding a head, and she's got a penis. She was a dude the whole time. Like, Like, I don't, you know, that's you do what you gotta do. It's free movie. On some platforms, but just YouTube end of Sleepaway Camp, and, like, it's just classic. Like, oh, like, I think one of the people that find her with the head is like, it's a boy! And, like, that's how it ends. But there's, like, a ton of movies like that, that, and I've just seen one of them. And if you say you're a horror guy, you must know, like, all these backwoods movies that were made on a budget of $5 and a Tootsie Roll. And I think horror probably does the best as far as stretching a budget. Tom Savini wouldn't be around without his awesome tricks. Well, I heard, like, Day of the Dead or was Dawn of the Dead, the one with the mall. Yeah, that's the one. He, like, used to, like, pop condoms to, like, show the blood spatter and stuff. It's, like, just the most crazy, easy forms of... Well, I guess not easy because you need to have that, you know, to go in the back of your mind for how to make a shot work on the spot. But it's, like, the little things like that that other movies just don't do.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so what did you watch?
Well, you... the only reason I would watch a horror movie... I'm just kidding. No, the only reason I'd lower my standards...
is to get some fried chicken? Where does that come from? Did you watch a movie in Louisiana?
Well, let me tell you something, son, about horror flicks.
My God. I said.
No, I like, or I, you told me I should take a look at Hereditary and The Witch. I'll tell you just a rapid fire reviews of both real quick. Not a big fan of The Witch. I did like Hereditary.
Really?
I thought Hereditary had some good moments. I don't think it was very original.
Really? I thought it was.
I'll tell you, both of these movies did something that I didn't like, is they both kind of seem to lean more towards, like, it seems like, in my mind, an easy out for a horror movie, or maybe I'm just, like, way in the wrong because I don't understand the genre, but I'm like, why is it all always got to be, like, paganism? Why is it always got to be demon, devil? I don't know. And then also, both of them just kind of ended. Especially Hereditary was like, all of that buildup, all that crazy shit happened just for him to be in a treehouse and everyone say, you know, your body is going to be terraformed to be the devil or the walking descendant of the devil. I'm like, what? I didn't get that. I thought that was kind of cool leading up to this.
Because it's always somebody's baby that's going to be the devil. We got to stop the Antichrist. But then the guy gets, like, transformed into the... And the part where she's, like, floating and cutting off her own head, that didn't, like, totally shake you?
No. That's what I liked about it. I told you that I did like Hereditary.
What the fuck?
I thought that one really had some good scares. But one thing that just, like, jumped out at me, pun intended, that I didn't like was this one came out 2018. And Lights Out came out in 2016. Lights Out, the entire premise of that movie is based on a short film where the lady turns the lights off, and at the click of the light going off, there's, like, a silhouette in the corner of the room, and it's playing on your...
You brought this up before, and I started reading into it, and I did get that far. I was like, oh, it was a short film, and, you know, that's awesome because it proves that they work to get people careers.
Yeah, and that guy... I know that's like a tangent, but that guy I'm very impressed with, and he's probably got a big career ahead of him if he plays his cards right, because it seems like right now he's leaning more towards, like, whatever Hollywood gives him. Like, well, I'm going to go make, you know, like he made Shazam. He made Lights Out, and then he made the Annabelle creation.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, why is there, if you look in the scene where they're fighting in the mall, there's an Annabelle doll. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why is that in there? Like, the other guy that made Saw made Aquaman. I was like, that wasn't his movie. And then I figured that out. I was like, oh, okay.
I see what you did there. No. So what did you think? You feel like you seemed a little disappointed that I didn't like The Witch.
Well, did you not like it because you didn't feel scared?
I think that one of the things that bothered me about it was definitely it, like, out the gate, it was, the music was cool, but, like, way overpowering in contrast to the visuals. It's just like, I'm not sure, but I'm fairly certain, following along, that the family kind of got excommunicated from a town or something. Like,
for some religious reason or something or other.
Y'all are the kooky weirdos. Get out of our town. And then
see,
they
that's
left.
People want to go back in time, and I'm like, what? You don't want to go back that far, because people could just say, you're a witch, kill him. And then you're like, wait, no, not far, and they just kill you.
I just have a weird nose, I'm sorry.
Society was just like, if you're not the top brass, you're pretty much screwed. You could be like,
you know,
anybody could blame you for a murder, and you get put to death before you present a case. Like, nobody cares.
Here's an interesting thought. I'd like to see what it would look like if they made a modernized version of what's the Salem witch trials, with Valley Girls and cell phones and like blaming everyone for. She's a witch, or something like that. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how that would play out in a modern term.
Stephen King kind of did that with The Mist. He created, like, this... they were all trapped in a superstore while this, like, evil was outside, and they couldn't leave. Mm-hmm. And then the lady inside starts... She's, like, a really big guard-fearing lady, and she ends up, like, saying, like, God wants us to give up a sacrifice, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and... They're like, wait, no, I don't want to be a sacrifice. And they throw people out in the mist.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's funny.
Things have touched on it. But I liked them because I did think they were kind of original. Everything is just so, like, the dialogue explains everything they're going to do. Have you seen Saw?
Yeah.
We saw one of them together. Let me ask you, which ones do you remember?
The first one.
Yep, and that's why. I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly how everyone else feels.
Yeah.
Because the first one is a good one, and the rest are just, you know, there's nothing to them. And I thought that these two movies had something to them. I'm going to remember these movies. And based on that, that's why I liked them. I was like, man, these are, especially The Witch, I was like, this is some of the best acting I've ever seen in my life. Like, everybody had.
Kid on the ground. Yeah. That was nuts. Yeah.
How do you find a child actor that could do that? Like, what? And that Anna Taylor-Joy, the main girl, she was in Split, that M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie. Where the guy has 85 personalities.
I knew I recognized her.
And there's a new horror movie that they pushed out, probably because they didn't want to compete with Marvel movies, I would assume. But it's called The New Mutants, and it's like an X-Men movie, kind of, but it's... in like an insane asylum. It's like the first superhero horror movie, and I was like, man, that sounds interesting. And they've pushed it like 6 months because I'm gonna assume it was probably around Avengers or something, that it just wouldn't be good timing.
Hey, I just want to point out, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just want to point out the page for The Witch on IMDb is like crazy connected. So when I scroll down, it says more people like this, and it pointed out Hereditary is just right underneath that, and then just above that there's an ad for Modern Love, and one of the dudes in Modern Love is in the movie Hereditary. It's all connected.
Oh, really?
Anyway,
so I heard that Stephen King, the master of horror, basically his career got started from just selling his properties, because he was like living in a trailer with his family, and he was like cutting off his phone line to save money. It was like that bad at one point. So he sold Carrie, and that did well, and then he just kept doing that. People bought up all of his stuff. But if you watch like the earlier movies, like, they didn't do the books very good justice, and that's why all these remakes are coming out. And I've been kind of happy about that, because he's in control of it. Like, he gets to pick the directors and things like that. And the guys that made It made that movie Mama, and I guess he saw that movie. But, like, what he'll do is he'll invite people, like, that want to work with him to go see movies with him. And I guess, like, he really loved The Witch. He just thought that was like great storytelling. And if you need any more of a, you know, bona fides behind your movie in the horror genre, I don't know how much better you could do.
Well, you were pointing out the reason, a good reason to watch that was this is the guy that's making that new, much talked about, The Lighthouse.
Well, that and these two directors, I think, are very good modern horror makers. Like, there's not a whole lot that do it, and it's not like torture porn.
So the Hereditary guy made Midsommar. I've been wanting to see that.
And that one was freaking awesome. That one was not nearly as scary, but I would say it's definitely a horror film. The thing is, like, that made me just think about that. I was like, why do I like this Midsommar movie? And I was like, you know why? Because all of it is during the day. When is the last time you saw a horror movie that scared you during the day?
That's what I was thinking just in regards to, you know, because I've watched a couple different horror movies leading up to this, and I'm like, it's all in, like, in The Witch. Like, she seems totally fine and away from evil and darkness and craziness. You know, she can just walk into the house and then fall asleep at the table, and then the sun sets, and then it's creepy and eerie. It's like, right. Why couldn't it be creepy and eerie during the day? That's possible. I think that's where the psychological.
It's hard to do. Well, so Danny Boyle, who you might know from Trainspotting, he makes great films. He made the 21 Days Later.
Yeah.
Movies. You've talked about it before. He's a great filmmaker. Like, he did that one thing in, what was that part in England where they, like, set up all the cameras to make it look like it was deserted?
They Piccadilly Circus is kind of like the England's version or London's version of Times Square. And they were able to close it down for 20 minutes. So they could set up cameras while the roads were moving, like, while everything was open and everyone's walking. So they set up, like, 35 cameras or something. Or something crazy.
If you think that all they needed was the camera angle, so even if it was loud, they could just edit all that out and make it look like nobody had been there.
Well, I mean, it's they actually got to close it down, but they also needed to. The crazy thing is they had, like, a bus on its side and, like, like trash everywhere on the streets. So they had 20 minutes. So they just had hundreds of crew people and
crash that bus.
Just so they could set a bus on its side, light a car on fire, set out a bunch of trash everywhere. Put up, like, fake...
Maybe it's, like, really, like, New York, where there are people who are just like, oh, that's normal.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't set up anything.
The crazier one is in... Everyone disqualifies this movie, but... Vanilla Sky. They closed down Times Square for, like, an hour to shoot with Tom Cruise alone.
I think people discredit it because, like, after all this stuff and the... guy who made Jerry Maguire, it still sucked.
It's a hard disagree. I actually really, really liked it.
Couldn't stand it. I was like, really? That's it? It was like, I thought this was gonna be like some drama, and it turned out to be some weird sci-fi thing.
I loved it. I love the psychological aspect of it. That's like my...
We're talking about horror, okay?
I know. Well, that counts in my mind.
We'll save Vanilla Sky.
A psychological thriller, but...
A horror of...
All right.
Terrible movie making.
Moving on.
Okay, so I was going back to Danny Boyle because the sequel, like, it starts off and family's, like, in a candlelit, like, cabin. And he said that he's like, man, this would be great if we could make this so scary during the day. So, like, he started putting, like, zombie hands and stuff, like, punching through the walls and the daylight's, like, coming in. And so, like, he's like, I made people be afraid of the daylight. Yeah. And I was like, that's really cool. Like, it's like I'm saying, like, there's so much ripping off making odes to older movies that horror likes to do, but when the new ideas like that come in, like, that's what I really like. And, like, Hereditary and The Witch, like, Jason Voorhees movie, like, I get it, okay? I get where you're gonna come from. But with these movies, I have no reason to expect anything. And that's why I just point those out. But What other films do you like?
Well, my all-time favorite horror movie, I think, in modern time, like in the last 10 years, has been It Follows.
I love It Follows. What was the movie that scared you as a kid before we go into that?
Well, The Shining, definitely.
The Shining? How old were you when you watched The Shining?
I saw it when I was little. Really little, yeah.
Really?
Did
you just, like, double-check every bathroom, like, before you went
in?
Well,
it's really funny. My parents...
My grandma was naked in a bathtub, and believe me...
This took an interesting turn. My parents never had any filter with what I watched. So, like, one of my earliest memories of, like, a cartoon movie I ever watched was South Park the Movie.
Oh, man. That was when people used to, like, people were, like, the Democrats for Trump, just flipping cars over and shit for mm-hmm. that kind of movie. Like, everybody lost their minds. I think kids could watch R-rated movies if they had a friend with them. And then people started wanting everybody to have an ID for that movie.
I still love that movie. It's funny that people forget that that stuff existed. It's like, you know, things aren't that bad right now. That, like, things that come out in the media that people blow up. Like, I read an article of someone's like cancel stormtrooper outfits because they're indicative of, like, Nazi uniforms. And it's like, it's Star Wars,
that's
guys.
That's where they came from. That was the whole thing.
It doesn't matter. Why do you gotta cancel that? Did you hear about that?
Why would you... The stormtroopers are there because they were mindless Nazis. That's where Lucas got it from. Why would you be mad? They die in every movie. They blew them all up in the first one. How dare you show Nazis getting
this
shot?
This is relevant to the costumes and to the Halloween. Is that there are parents, there are disgruntled parents that don't want kids to wear stormtrooper costumes because it like glorifies Nazis. And I'm like, what?
This is the same parent that thinks, like, pretzels are acceptable Halloween treats and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that one bothers me a lot.
Sorry for the screaming baby in the background. She got pretzels for Halloween.
Clayton, so actually, let's settle a little debate, and then we'll come right back to The Shining.
Okay.
But,
okay, sorry.
Clayton... the other day, Clayton and I were at the grocery store, and he said that he would, you know, he would, like,
blow you.
Jeez, you are just, like, on fire today. You just got all the jokes, huh?
You can't leave pauses like that. You're gonna open doors. I'm gonna slam them.
I'm gonna slam them. No. He was saying we were looking at little Debbie treats, and he was saying that if he got those in his, like, trick or treat candy. Those would be like the cool parents, the cool adults that were giving out Debbie treats. And I'm like, you're nuts.
Yeah.
It's Reese's. It's Why? Reese's. Everyone wants
Reese's.
Well,
aren't the little Debbies like crazy expensive comparatively?
Yeah, but it's like, I feel like kids have a very narrow window like of expectations. And if they go out trick or treating, they want candy. And I know that that is another treat, and it's a sweet, sugary treat, but it's not, by a textbook definition, a piece of candy. So if it's not a Snickers or a Reese's or a Twix or like a Starburst, you're gonna be like, what is this garbage? And throw it to the side and look for the Reese's, right? Am I crazy?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess kind of. Like you're saying, though, like the expectations, like you wouldn't expect that, and nobody in their right mind would buy 100 of those to give out, because that would be like $100. 100 Reese's would probably be like $25.
Well, to the credit of the idea of giving out Little Debbies is that they're individually wrapped. When you open the box,
why don't we just say Little Debbie is a whore? Debbie. Okay. She's giving herself out on Halloween night.
Anyways, back to the point. I know I was huge tangent, but The Shining, I just...
Well, hold on. Okay. Don't say your answer yet, but is candy a dessert?
No.
On three. One, two... I said on three!
Candy's supposed to be a snack. Not a dessert.
Well, I was going to show that we could both agree on something, and you couldn't even
agree on timing, counting down from three. Or up
to I think you were right about the whole background stuff, though. It hasn't done anything since.
And since my miracle of editing, it probably cut out these parts for the audience at home. We've had a lot of technical difficulties making this episode. Apologies. Anyways.
Okay, so The Shining.
I watched when I was really little. And what was funny is I think we watched it right before we went on a vacation, which took us to a corn maze. And I was like, what?
A vacation took you to a corn maze?
I mean...
Where did you go on vacation? Nebraska?
Actually, yes.
Right
on the T. You know what
are
else
you serious?
Is really close to those corn mazes in Nebraska? Caves.
Corn.
With stalactites. True story.
There's called stalagmites.
Stalagmites, stalactites, potato, potato. You know. You know what to do. I
was really thinking that that was a joke.
No, true story, man.
Yes, I went to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Well, I have family in Nebraska.
Oh, well, lead with that.
No, it just sounded way more bizarre and great to end with it. Pulp Fiction your ass.
Well, how young were you? You're like, I was young when I watched The Shining and I was afraid, but then I turned 21.
Seven or eight.
Okay, seven. All right, that's kind of a scary.
And then the corn maze thing, and we're like running around in corn mazes. Nuts. Losing it.
So you saw the maze, and you're like, oh, God, my dad's going to come at me with a hatchet any second now.
It's my dad. He's like, why do you hate me? And I'm like, movies!
Was he messing with you? Like, was he?
No.
Jordan, we can't find you. And he's around the corner. You're like, no.
It's like nothing he says is actually tight. He's like, come out. Like, come back. I'll give you candy. And he's like, no, you're going to kill me. Like, that was a movie, son. It was a movie.
You know what's crazy? In the book, there's no maze.
Oh, wow.
There's no maze.
I guess I'll have to read that book someday. That cocaine fueled book.
It is. It's all. Yeah. It's definitely somebody that was an alcoholic that wrote that book. Like, you could tell. Because that's the thing is in the book, in the movie, it kind of like touches on it. But in the book, it's like. He is definitely describing himself like as an alcoholic, and you could feel the struggle. And in the book, he doesn't struggle with the alcoholism; like he just kind of like fans at it, and that's about it. Or in the movie, I mean. Yeah.
Well, I think I think it's really well written because it's like obviously pointing out the effects of it without pointing out what it is, which is what a real alcoholic would do. It's like they're never until they're like in rehab, which is, you know, the seven steps or whatever, the AA steps, the 12 steps.
Yeah. So I read.
Obviously, I haven't succeeded at getting through the steps. I don't even know how many there are. But
have you seen A Walk Among the Tombstones with Liam Neeson?
No.
I was just like, ugh. There's like, you know, like we're on the tail end of his action career, basically. Mm-hmm. And he's like I don't know, like a private eye. It even had like the bad guy from the first season of True Detective. And like the action last scene shootout like happens and you're like, okay, cool, like finally something's gonna happen in this movie. And then it pauses and it goes through all the 12 steps. It's like step one, blah 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 blah, and then it's like pause, step two, blah 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 blah. And it was like 12 steps later, I was like, show me the fucking action. God damn it. I'm tired of this movie. I'm glad I only paid a buck.
they were like preaching. They were preaching the AA steps to you?
Yeah. And like it never shows him in AA. He just talks about how he used to drink. And like then you hear. It was just so dumb. I just couldn't believe it. Anyway, for me, it was Jeepers Creepers. That one got me good.
You know, I know I've seen it. I can't remember it, though. Like, what happens?
It's got Justin Long. It's just, well, the trailer of it looks really good. Like, all the sequels, like, just sucked. But this was, like, a great, like, monster movie. And, like, in a world where monster movies just get, I mean, the last monster movie you probably watched, like, was not like anything that turned out to be anything, but Jeepers Creepers did, and it's just like, oh shit, oh, sorry, almost like dropped an entire thing of pens on my desk. It would have been so loud. So you see Justin Long and his sister like on a road trip, and like some weird like 50s hearse like tries to run them off the road, and they let him pass, and then they drive by and they see the hearse again, and they see like a guy next to a storm drain, like a giant one for trash or something, and he's just like throwing a body down it, and he like looks at them as they drive by, and they're like, fuck, punch it, like there's a guy throwing bodies down there, we should, you know. And they're doing a road trip, so they don't know anything, and it was a time before when you would only use a map to get through places, you know. And then it turns out to be like a monster that like eats people, and it was just horror. It was great because it didn't like show you a monster. It showed you like a man, so you were afraid that these people were going to get killed by a serial killer, and then it was much, much worse. And yeah, I think that's why it worked out, because it didn't just show like every other monster movie's like, somebody gets killed horribly in the beginning, and then they're like, well, my brother died the other week. I haven't seen him in, you know, forever. So I'm going to go down to the last place he was and poke around. Hope nothing bad happens. And, like, that's every, like, that's how it happened in, I don't know, didn't that kind of happen in the last remake of Jason? Like, it's the same thing.
Well, you know,
even House of Wax, like, I don't know. It's just, the girl goes back to find the guy, and like, oh, just leave. Just go.
I hate to quote friggin' a Geico commercial, but there's a newer one, the horror movie one.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
It's just like a group of teenagers, and they're, it's kind of like ripping
Oh, is that the one where they're like, let's hide behind the chainsaws?
The girl, like the one that should be the cliche, like kind of airhead girl, is like, why don't we just go get in that running car? And then he's like, are you crazy? Let's go hide behind that chainsaw. Like
the guy's like, let's go hide in the attic. No, the basement.
It's freaking hilarious. There's a whole movie like that. It's called Tucker and Dale versus Evil. I love that movie. On Netflix. Still on Netflix, everybody. Go watch that one.
I saw that in theaters when it was just an indie movie. Like, you know that one place that shows indie movies in Tempe? On the Mill App?
Yeah. That's the
One.
Pop quiz or a little trivia. That's the very first Harkins. It's Harkins 1. Yeah.
Is that true?
The one on Mill is Harkins 1.
Like Dan Harkins, like wiping down tables in there.
Yeah. Well, I learned the story when I met with people from Harkins. I was trying to get them as a
client. Can you make it a scary story?
What?
Can you make it a scary story?
I met with him and he told me that if I want this job, then he zipped his pants down. That's the horror.
Whacked my mustache.
The night was young.
I love that one. Man. She was a fox.
She was a fox. So, quoting a...
Maybe we'll get that guy on our show
someday.
One day.
So, what's your favorite horror movie?
My favorite horror movie, I'm gonna have to get back to you on that. I'll get a good answer for you, because it's hard for me. I really like Saw. I really like a lot of movies. I can appreciate Nightmare on Elm Street. You know that, like, without that, we wouldn't really have Lord of the Rings or Blade. Like, it was known as the house that Freddy built, because it was... Like, that's how, I mean, people just kind of bat an eye at a horror movie, you know, every once in a while, a good one comes by, but that's how powerful a horror movie franchise could be. It's like, you could just totally start a powerhouse production company.
sorry, folks, I had a frog in my throat.
Cough.
No, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. It's... I don't know if some would say it isn't really a horror movie, but I think that The Thing is like my favorite.
I mean, I might agree with you on that. There's like not a whole lot, but you know, it comes in subgenres. So I thought John Carpenter, I mean, especially with Halloween and everything, he's definitely one of the masters of horror. And to make a remake that is so much better than the original and then make it just an absolute top-tier horror movie that everybody brings up. Even Stranger Things, like, has the guy watching it, like, the horror teacher with his date, or the, not the horror teacher, the science teacher or whatever. Remember that? He's like, that was actually cornstarch and ketchup. Yeah. It shows the guy's head, like, coming out.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell is great in that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that goes back to, like, what I like about what I think is the better version of a horror movie, where it, I mean, yeah, there's a supernatural element, but it's a human.
It's aliens.
Aliens, aliens, aliens. No, it's it's the human condition. Like you have like a bunch of characters in an incubator and they don't trust, no one trusts anyone. You know what I mean? That's like a really good design of a story. That's obviously what they did, I think, in The Mist, and it's a common,
even at the end of the movie, like, you can have your own mm-hmm. opinion.
Yeah,
was MacReady the thing,
was
or Keith David,
was Harrison Ford a replicant? We'll never know.
I think he was until that other movie came out, and I was like, oh, you ruined yeah. that. Like, why did they have to mm-hmm. do that? Like, the theory, well, I don't know. I'll talk about that later, not to waste time. But the theories behind the original Blade Runner are
that's
pretty
like a
interesting.
Whole other episode.
And the second, we should just have a Blade Runner episode, a Ridley Scott episode, or something.
Canceling this one, anywho. Going Ridley Scott.
But you know what? I'm going to change my mind because I watched that and I think it's really cool. And you know, the first time I watched it, when the thing turned into a spider, I was like, "Get the fuck out of here! Get the fuck out of here!" I was like moving towards the door, like, "What?
Oh, God.
That was nuts! Is anybody else seeing this?" I think I watched that when I was like nine. Yeah. My parent, you know what's weird is my parents didn't really have a filter, but they did. My mom didn't want me to watch any sex in a movie, and my dad was like, "Really? Like, so? I mean." And I don't think I'm going to raise my kids to be that way, because my dad made the best point. He's like, so people expressing their love on film is taboo, but let's just go ahead and put them in front of this guy cutting off another guy's head with a chainsaw and like without batting an eye. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that, I mean, I was never filtered on anything, but I do think that that's funny that that's probably the norm with parents, I think.
Well, I think for our generation, I think it's probably mm-hmm. changed. Probably because, I mean, at the time, no gay marriage was allowed. And, you know, there's a lot of mm-hmm. things for our generation that this other generation won't have, you know?
You know.
So it's like people have become better with sexuality, yeah. I think.
You know what I think is should more be scrutinized when it comes to like
the great articulate Jordan Moore.
when it comes to like, what do you call it? Censoring your kids from stuff, from violence, specifically yeah. violence. I think if you're, you know, you have young kids, they can see violence where it, they should see violence in movies where it has consequence. Doesn't that make sense? So then it's set, so
no Punisher. No
yeah,
Punisher.
Well, things like Punisher or like I actually think that one of the worst things for a young developing mind to see, and I know this sounds really bizarre, is like the Avengers movies. It's like, why do we need to show characters who are just killing and killing and killing, and like how many people died that you didn't even notice? You know what I mean? Like, how many creatures? I know it was like they never really show a person dying, but it's like they show a lot of gratuitous violence in like a fluffy way. And that, think of what that paints a picture in a kid's mind. It's like, oh, you know, cutting an arm off is no big deal.
Well, my son, like, but the thing is like, there's no shielding it. It's on everything. It's on normal commercials. Yeah. Like, there's no way to go about it. My dad's kind of thing was like, well, it's all fake. Nobody's really getting their head cut off because how would they be in that other movie? And I think, like, once you see, like, a couple movies and you're like, oh, yeah, that's just, you know, Chris Pratt. He didn't, you know, get cut up by a dinosaur or anything. He's so Star-Lord.
Think about it like this. Like, in terms of, like, totally subjectively with another thing. So when you watch a lot of what we learned as children growing up about romance kind of came from movies. We like, oh, this is how you talk to people.
I know.
This is how you go on a first date. This is okay, it's acceptable to be nervous in this way, right? Just think about it in the same way when it comes to like transgression of violence. Like, holy shit, you know, we have way too many movies where you have these super characters that will just get in a fight because that's what they have to do.
Yeah.
But
it's for the American way.
Yeah, but then, so you think, I'm trying to think of a really good example, but so like, what's that movie, Mystic River? It's a great drama, but that's a movie that has some violence in it, but it talks about, it like weighs in on the weight of consequences. Like someone dies.
Well, didn't
crazy.
The guy get away with it at the end?
Yeah, but it... That doesn't matter.
I think you should
have
picked a different
example.
This
is another problem that everyone has with the Joker. It's like, it's not about like the big picture of oh, the character got away with it or didn't. Like, they went to prison. That's not what matters. What matters is the weight of actions and consequences. It's like, holy shit. You know, it's funny that it's front page news about Joker and how violent it is and stuff. But there's only like 5 gunshots in the movie. He has a revolver.
That's it.
With like 5 or 6 bullets, and those are the only bullets fired in the whole movie. But it's like you see why it's violent and crazy because they're showing the weight of the reality of violence, and that's what I think is more important. I think it's people got it opposite with the Joker movie. It's like, you see that and you go, oh, wow, oh, my God, like a gun went off. That's what it's like when a gun goes off.
See,
like in a movie where it's just like Cobra, where it's like, bam, 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 bam. Who the fuck cares?
Get some, sucker.
Do you see what is my point valid, though? I feel like it's
well,
valid.
And here's the thing is like the blueprint for horror for the longest time is tits and blood.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. and that's where I really like Hereditary and things like that, because they're not avoid of it, but it's not so focused on that, like the story around why, rather than it's focused around that and it has a little bit of story. And I think that the opposition is what makes or breaks a horror movie.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, I guess like where my parents kind of came from were like, well, the guy getting shot, that's fake ketchup, but those girls' boobs, they're real. He'll remember those. And then, I don't know, I did join the military later and shot a lot of guns, so I don't know, who knows if what was imprinted on me or not.
Well, it's, so... I mean, I think that it's not, nothing is permanent. You have, that's another thing that everyone's like, so, like a lot of this PC stuff is everyone's just so up in arms and everyone seems so black and white when it comes to all issues. It's like people change and mature and evolve. Like,
people just don't realize you can turn off your TV.
Yeah.
Like,
but you can, like you said, like, you should be able to have the cognitive power to look at a screen and say that is an actor in a movie. This is a video game. But that's why I said there's a certain age where, you know, young impressionable minds are still like kind of figuring out how things work. And it's not the dissonance of, oh, that's an actor. The real problem is just like, how, when I'm confronted with a bully, how do I deal with that? You know,
the thing is, you should punch him as hard as you can in the face, because bullies don't pick on people that fight back.
That's the truth.
I agree with a little bit of, you gotta defend yourself. You don't have to punch,
hey,
but
if you, I think that's the moral of Joker. You pushed the guy too far, and then he shot everybody up.
Well, he didn't shoot everybody.
He shot like the main dude that he idolized.
Yeah. Way to ruin it for everybody, dude.
You know what? I thought that guy. Well, whatever. It's been out for weeks by now. I prefer the Joker that fell into a vat of chemicals and became crazy. That's just me. But you know the guy that was his boss? I was like, that guy's gonna get shot in the face for sure. He got away.
Oh yeah, well he was just a jerk
Oh, he was in a movie called Teeth, which is a crazy horror movie. Have you seen that one? Okay, so a girl is born and grows up around a power plant, and she has teeth in her vagina.
Oh my god. I think I heard about this.
And like that guy that plays the boss of Joker, he plays like the gynecologist. Mm-hmm. And he decides to get a little fresh and not wear any gloves. He's like, all right, well, let's see what's going on. God. And then, like, he's like, whoa, there's a lot of pressure in here. Oh, my God. And, like, his fingers get, like, chomped off.
Oh, my God.
And then he died from that somehow. Lost it's like, a really? Finger. There's that much, like, two fingers? Yeah.
Oh, like, my God.
Yeah, so girl power, you know?
See? Alternative take on girl power.
Don't take any shit is the moral of this podcast.
I know this is like a step off the path, but my buddy Ellis and I, we've talked about, he keeps bringing it up, and it's rightly so. The movie Hustlers, it just came out, or I guess it came out like a month ago.
Oh, yeah. Somebody was talking about that. They're like, it's just like Ocean's 11. And like, Ocean's 11 had a Chinese guy that could do acrobats. They broke into vaults. And these other ones just like drug people and take their wallets.
Well, here's the real problem is going back to consequences and going back to like thinking about like how you're influencing people. Is they're marketing this thing as like it's the women empowerment movie of the year. And it's like a bunch of strippers drug people and steal their money. And that's supposed to empower women. I feel like we're moving backwards. Isn't this...
So kids, it's okay to be on the pole.
Yeah, like I'm all for if however you want to make money, as long as it's legal. If you... like.
Well, it's legal in other countries, just saying.
Well, no, it's just the stripping part is a totally legal job. There's nothing wrong with stripping.
Well, what and they do in strip clubs isn't always...
with a beautiful body, go do that. I'm not going to be in the room, but go make your monies.
Well, I'm quitting this show.
What?
So, well, then I'm quitting this show.
Well, take your beautiful body, Nick, and go down to Christie's Cabaret.
I know. You know what's weird, though, is, like, they're talking about that. Nobody has mentioned, like, the all-female, like, spacewalk that's about to happen. No one gives a shit.
I saw photos of that already happened. And I...
whatever. Yeah, it happened.
There's another thing that I just have a problem with, like, that they have to pause and do these weird things like that. Like, why don't we give the spot of an astronaut to the most qualified? It doesn't matter, man or female. Why are there's well, nothing? It's just the most qualified.
I think like the female to male ratio in movies is bullshit. Like I think it's just the popularity of them, which you can't control. Because it goes back to what I'm saying. Horror has so many female leads and empowering roles, and there's even a term for it. It's called final girl, which if you notice, a lot of times there's just one girl that makes it out. And that's known as the final girl. It's a trope. It's happened so often. It's a trope. So you can't tell me that there's not enough roles. You're just mad that I want to go see John Wick and I didn't invite you. So you know, I went with my buddy Jordan and said, I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, it's,
and it's not my fault if Catwoman wasn't popular. It sucked balls.
It's
it doesn't deserve a franchise. I'm sorry.
I think the real problem with the media now, or not the media, but with like people's interpretations and all of this backlash on entertainment, is the fact that too many people have a voice. And I just don't believe in it. I think that artists should make art and people can decide to go see it and or not go see it. People don't need to go, oh, that was a racist movie, cancel this person. You know, like, that's stupid. It's like, and then also, why do we have to go and ruin old shit? Not with remakes and sequels, but with...
Old stuff is based off the times it was made in. Yeah, that's... And people don't understand.
I just don't think... It's like, people try to rewrite history.
If you're mad about it, make some art about it now. If you're mad, express your voice. Yeah. And not in a way where I have to be annoyed.
Well, it's destructive.
Give me the option to turn you off.
If all you're out to do online is go after somebody and get their thing turned off, but you are not making anything of your own, it's destructive. It's not a constructive criticism. It's not like, hey...
And it's counterproductive.
Yeah, it all bothers me, the whole thing. Excuse me. I don't know.
So horror.
The real horror.
I'll end this by saying my favorite horror movie, and I thought about this for a while, and I just keep landing back here. And like, the thing is great, but that would never happen to me. The Strangers, though, that could fucking happen.
I haven't seen that yet.
That movie is scary. What, the Strangers from like 10 years ago? Well, and the thing is, like, I heard there's like a rumor that it actually did happen to the director's family in some shape or form. Watch The Strangers at night where there's not a lot of distraction, and I guarantee you will feel that movie.
Dang.
It is great. The sequel I haven't bothered to watch yet because it doesn't look like the same even realm of where that first movie was going. I could be wrong, but the first one... It's got Scott Speedman and Liv Tyler. She does great in that movie. And it has, what's his name? Not Mac. What's the other guy from Sunny in Philadelphia?
I don't know.
Dennis.
Dennis?
Dennis. Yeah. Dennis is in it. Watch it. That's a good one. That's my favorite horror movie because it's... And I'm not spoiling anything that wouldn't be in the trailer. It's like a home invasion kind of movie.
Yeah.
But man, it gets you, especially the first time. So you're like one of the remaining people, you know. I showed my wife The Sixth Sense and she's never seen it. And I was like, no way. I've never met anybody like, except around the time it came out, that hasn't and doesn't know the end of this movie. And she was disappointed. I was like, what? How are you not like blown away right now? I was so let down, but I was like, well, you know, there's been so many other movies out that maybe that would water it down, the experience. So
yeah, I wonder how
there was
I was gonna say, I wonder, do you ever think sometimes like how it must feel to see a movie with fresh eyes, you know, like the greatest stories? Yeah. Like, I just, because some of the better ones were ruined like, for me before I even saw it.
If that eternal Spotless Sunshine movie.
Eternal
what was
Sunshine
it? Eternal
Spotless Mind.
Spotless Mind. If that thing was real, I would just do that with like good movies and bad movies. Like, just keep watching them or never watch them. Leave myself with a note. Don't bother. And I'd like, by then I would know. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. That. And I'll tell you, I think one of the big things is that, and maybe I'll do this with my kids in the future. Is it's like. No, son.
Give them up.
Son,
for adoption.
I know that you're 10 and you want to see these movies, but you don't get to see them until you're 18. Not because I don't think that you're, you know, like mature enough or whatever, or that you're capable of watching this. It's that I think you need to be more mature to understand the story so that you're not ruining it for yourself in the future. Because that's what happened to me. I saw a bunch of movies
when
I was
little. As a father.
And I knew how they went, but I didn't really understand them. And then I saw them when I was like a grown-ass man. And I'm like, oh, this is so good. But I already know how it's going to end, but it's so good. Does that make sense?
As a father of two, I will leave you with some advice. Don't do that, because then they're guaranteed to do it.
Well,
my dad said don't watch this. Well, my dad said we could, so it's like definitely gonna happen.
Well, it's you know, you can't fight back the water.
My dad was just
kids are
I could just see your kid like pushing up his glasses. my dad's something about me not being mature enough for the story and
just
the human condition of this movie.
Just a short version of
fuck
me.
That guy.
He's yeah. a bald head, beard, and red glasses. It's just a little kid.
That's it.
That's my boy.
That's my boy. He just makes the movie instead that you don't want him to watch.
Dang. Prodigy. Making me jealous.
All right. Well, I feel good about this episode.
That's how you're going to end it, huh? That's how you're going to... You're going to do it in like that, huh?
Yeah.
Just, you're going to end just as unsatisfying as the witch did.
You know, but she did become a witch, didn't she?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Started floating around, and I was like, oh, that's
freaking
a good turn.
Yeah.
Well, it said, like, graphic nudity, and I was like, where?
Was
and then,
the
like, the last 2
witch.
Seconds, I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. Well, those ladies from far away, that wasn't really that graphic, but the old lady witch, like, in the middle of the movie was, like, totally naked, and I was like, wow.
She was just, that was just a butt.
No, there was some.
That's not graphic
nudity.
There was
nudity. Some mammaries, some flapping. It was in the dark, but you could see it.
So you're like, oh, the far away people, but the thing at dark was way more.
Hey, there was light. There was enough. Like, it was silhouetting.
Yeah, that's what it should
silhouetting
say.
Silhouetting nudity.
Rated R for violence, old English, bad language, and silhouetting.
This has got an R rating because the language is, it's not like bad language. It's just horrible.
Doth thou poppycocked? What did you call
it's
me?
It's intolerable language. This is intolerable.
This is intolerable. I remember my Charlemagne.
Well.
But Midsommar, definitely check that out. Yeah. There's a lot more, I think, in store for horror coming up with directors mm-hmm. like that. Whether you like those movies or not in particular, it's paving the way for it to make a comeback without the same bullshit we've been dealing with since the 80s.
You know.
And the 80s had a place, but, like, I don't think the movies that just keep riding its coattails really do.
I think we can't walk away from this episode without at least paying a little tribute to a genre that we totally left out of this, like a subgenre that I feel like true horror fans would probably be like, what the fuck? You just overlooked it, is the found footage horror movie genre, which... I did like
Blair Witch was great for its time.
It was the first. But then Paranormal right. Activity, the first one.
Great.
Yeah. Those movies, because Paranormal Activity, going back to what you're saying about this could actually happen. Like it couldn't really, but it's like it
I'm
feels like
you,
it could happen. You know? And that's
I'm telling you, that horror idea I had, I think could bring that back a little bit. Where it's just the YouTubers. And it's like all from their each perspective, and they're edited in the way that a different YouTube channel each would edit mm-hmm. them. So you could have like new directors behind the wheel. You could do even that thing where like you have 5 directors make the movie, and they each are like one unit until like the main course of the film.
Yeah. Well, I did have this idea.
And then they collaborate.
I did have this idea similar to that is a story about a bunch of YouTubers like together on a road trip. And I thought the cool thing would be to actually cast real famous YouTubers and have them all film in their own style, the way they would film, you know, and I'm just directing their performance, but they're directing the camera work. And then you take all of those different angles from all the different people and splice it together. You know what I mean?
Jordan, this is my idea.
No.
This is what I said last time. This is my idea.
I just credit your idea because mine is better.
You know, whoever gets to the copyright office first wins. Bye.
Bye, Cliff. Dang. Well, I got to put my pants on, so I guess I'm going to lose. I lose.
Okay. The pod was that hot for you? Were you even wearing any pants?
You know, I'll be candid with you. Right before we...
No, don't be candid before with me. Please, put on some pants
before
first.
Before we got on this phone call, I was I was trying to figure out an email thing, and it was frustrating. And I had an itch on my leg, and I just like got so frustrated. I stood up and I just ripped my pants. I was like, "Fuck these jeans," because I thought the jeans were making me itch, but I just have an itch on my leg.
It was just the herpes.
Okay. Yeah, it was just the herpes. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Well, on that note, thank you all for joining us.
Yes, I don't have herpes, people.
Nobody join Jordan for at least 5 to 6 weeks.
It's a lie.